Well, everyone, it is our last week. And man, so many emotions are flooding through and around me. I'm grateful to God mostly that we have come to this point. I'm grateful to God for all the 35 episodes that we have gone through with faithful men, faithful women who have really unpacked the subject of Jesus revealed in purpose. I'm even more grateful to God for these next 5 days that we're going to walk leading up to Easter. And I greet you all in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Zinhle Mncube. Welcome to the final week of Jesus revealed in purpose. It is week six, day 36. And we have truly had an incredible journey where we have really seen Jesus in every purpose, in every season. We have seen him through suffering. We have seen him through everything that a believer would go through in their lives, and realizing that everything is purposed, everything is really for our good. And this week is no different. I'm quite excited because this week we are looking at walking in your God-given purpose. So now that we've seen everything, let's walk in it. And today, in her debut, we are joined by Pastor Gugu. Pastor Gugu, so good to see you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Minister Zinhle, and thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
And it's so good to have you. And you'll see everyone that's listening or watching to us. This week is just filled with heavy hitters. And this is not to understate anyone that has been on the chair that Pastor Cook was in. But it's truly really we're trying to raise the game in terms of who we have here. So I'm quite thankful that Pastor Cook is with us. And Pastor Cook, today we're talking about your life is not an accident. And we are sourcing our reference scripture from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29. Very, very popular verse, very, very famous verse that a lot of believers have inscribed, have memorized, and it's found in verse 11. And it reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Pastor Kuku, looking at this topic and looking at this passage, maybe if you will, just maybe guide us through as we reflect on what we're seeing here.
Thank you so much. Reflecting on exactly this scripture and personalizing it, I couldn't really ignore how my mother would be feeling this day. You know, I'm sitting here, you are referring to me as Pastor Gugu, but at some point, as she would narrate the story every now and then to say, "Yo, to think that I got you when I was 15 years old, and I really thought life has ended for me, and maybe it would have been best, you know, to do the needful at the time." But the voice of reason, as she puts it, didn't allow her to. So reflecting on my life, I'm also, you know, taken aback by exactly the same scripture, considering who Jeremiah was. I look at my life, I look at Jeremiah, I look at Christ himself. You know, you're reflecting on this week in particular. I mean, he knew who he was. He knew that he was the Son of Man. He knew the power that he had. And yet, when he walked the ends of this earth, he encountered difficulty. And it is so funny in this life that it's only through difficulty that purpose is revealed. It's mostly through, you know, when you do believe that God has forsaken you, that you do believe that life has really, really, you know, difficult for you, and you would really want to give up. But even if it doesn't come as the scripture says it, your inward self feels that God is with you, that God is with you, that he will never leave you, and he knows you. So this scripture means so much to me when I had a chat with my mother to say, you know, I don't think that she also envisaged that I would be here, because as predictions went at the time, I wouldn't have made it past, you know, lower primary school, and I wouldn't even have children. I was so, so sickly. And she thought I was just going to be a vegetable and nothing would come out of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But through this scripture, I saw my life unfolding.
Praise God. Praise God, Pastor Gugu. Sure, that's an incredible testimony. And Pastor Gugu, when we look at those instances of life, looking at your life, looking at anyone who has gone through a period where they believe that, am I really meant to be here? Or if something happens, is this something actually for me or not? Obviously, they go through those periods of either doubt, regret of being alive, considering their lives. How do we then walk this journey of applying what we see and getting to a place where you are reflecting on how everything was orchestrated by God? Like, what would be the application process? How do we take those steps of really just thinking through what is happening in my life and almost getting out of that ledge of despair?
Thank you for that question. Now, reflecting in my own life, maybe before I respond to that, let me give you a bit of background. So I just gave you a bit of background in terms of where I came from. But in that, I did not grow up in a Christian family. I grew up in an environment where we still believe in appeased ancestors. Mm-hmm. So, and there was an understanding that I had a calling, an ancestral calling. Maybe fast forward then, there was this voice inside of me which asked one question: is the God I learned about in primary school still alive?
Sure.
And you know, many Christians, they were ministered to, they were witnessed to. I was ministered to by the Holy Spirit himself.
Wow.
He gave me that, you know, unction. I wanted to know. I wanted to know what exactly, and where did God go? Whether he died or what happened to him? You know, because then, fast forward in life, there was nothing about God. I knew we appeased ancestors. We did all the things that we needed to do.
Yes.
So now, to answer your question, and now having found Christ, you know, having now accepted Christ as my Lord and my personal Savior, I had to depend on that voice. I really had to depend on that voice. And what is important, and what I could really say to anyone who is in that space and having to come out of it, we usually say it's important to pray, and I believe it's important to pray.
Mm-hmm.
But it's equally important to hear what God is saying, mostly telling God what you want to tell God. I always say, even to my husband, that, you know, praying is more like you are telling God, but reading the word, you are listening to God so that you can continue in being guided. For me, what is most important is to be guided by the word himself.
That's amazing. That's truly amazing. And I think if I can ask a sub question just based on that, Pastor Gugu, because I think a lot of people as well, they will have, I think when they're going through those periods of what you call it, I think those periods of despair, those periods of just deep sorrow and just looking at their lives in a very mournful way, at times it's very difficult for them to even cry out to God. And I know sometimes that we do say that during tough times, that's when we pray the most. But I think there are certain periods that feel like, man, there's nothing happening for me at all. And in a way, you've become despondent to life. And I just think about how that can possibly translate into a prayer or even seeking God. And at times, I think maybe that does not happen because there is that despondency. What's the first step in getting that person to really either open up to God, opening up their hearts to God, opening up their frustrations and their despondency to God?
Okay. As much as, you know, that was not part of the preparation, but I cannot ignore being taken to how the woman at the well felt.
Yeah.
How her life was.
Yeah.
She had to wait for a certain time to go to the well to fetch water because of the life that she was living.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine that she had a Pastor Gugu that she would go to you know, tell. But deep calls unto deep.
Sure.
Deep calls unto deep. We are made of God. That cry inside of you cries to God.
Yeah.
And God makes a way. That was an opportune time. It was not a coincidence.
Yeah.
And Christ found him, found her. And Christ healed her. Mm. And Christ forgave her sins.
Sure.
So for me, if you know, a person is going through that, firstly, me and you, in our carnality, there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
Deep would have called to deep.
Mm.
Your spirit would have witnessed with the spirit of God and crying for whatever it is crying for.
Yeah,
and God will make a way. And if then it happens that I'm the one that is called now to hear your story, God would have prepared me.
Yes.
And it would be in me to take that to God in prayer.
Yeah.
I was saying in the week that I do believe that ministry is really not in the four walls, as our mission says. It's not in the four walls. Yeah. I find so much joy when we do visitations. Absolutely. Because this is where God ministers. And this is my understanding, that when in those setups, God himself rise up and God himself heals the person. So yes, me and you will have efforts. We are now, you know, trying to evangelize. We will do all things. But I do believe that deep calls unto deep. Wow. By the time that person meets anybody else, it's not late. It's not too late.
Yeah, yeah,
God would have orchestrated that time.
Man, I really love that, Pastor Quick. And I do apologize for the off-ramp, but I think it was something that really I had to ask. As we then reflect a bit more, how does then understanding that our life has been intentionally planned, how does that change our perspective in how we face those daily challenges and even those daily despondencies now and again?
Thank you for that. Having understood or understanding my purpose, and having read the scripture, Jeremiah is described to be a very shy man. You see that early in the scripture where when God was calling him and he said, I'm too young.
Yeah.
Too young could mean a whole lot of things. I'm not confident. I don't think I'm made out for this. Yeah. And also having heard God, I believe he has already heard God.
Yes,
and he understood the intensity of the message. And he felt it. He was too young to speak to such a big nation.
Mm.
Okay. So when he continued walking with God and learned to depend on the voice I told you about earlier, it built resilience, it built confidence, it confirmed his purpose in life. Mm. He understood. His purpose was very difficult. He did not come, as you know, other prophets that would come and give good prophecies.
Yes,
he was coming to warn the nation. Sure. And he was coming to tell them of their transgressions. It's not nice to be in that position.
That's true.
I understood my purpose. And I understood my purpose in very difficult times.
Yeah.
Because I would be sitting with you and we would be having a conversation and God would tell me about things that you are doing wrong.
Sure.
How easy would that be for me to tell you? And I know that for a very long time, I really ran away from that call because it seemed heavy.
Yeah.
I lost so many friends. I mean, being a person that would be correcting all the time is really not nice. You lose friends,
you see.
Yeah. So now in my daily life, what I have learned, I've learned to be careful with my words, number one. Number two, I've learned to understand that I'm not here to worship self.
Amen. Amen to that.
I am not here to do what is comfortable for me.
Mm-hmm.
And drawing from the life of David, drawing from the life of Jeremiah himself, it was not easy.
Yeah.
But he did what he had to do. And the more I learned, and also, ironically, I am in the HR department, and which department would be, you know, better to be correcting all the time.
Yeah,
I find myself, you know, having to be correct, to put in corrective measures, to be engaging with people. And one thing that you probably don't know about me is that I'm very, very shy.
Okay.
I'm very, very shy.
Okay.
I do believe that it is the purpose of God that I am even in the HR department.
If anything,
I would be a specialist or be a mechanic and just deal with that car and not people.
But because
God has called me for that, I deal with people every day of my life. What I've also seen in my daily life and would encourage people, listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
All those difficult moments are orchestrated by God.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's anything that God still needs to prune in your life, God will bring those situations until you understand what the call of God is in your life.
Yes.
So in my daily life, how we deal with those challenges, the word of God is the ultimate.
Sure.
Because it comes in right on time. It is the perfect help in the time of need, all the time. When somebody comes and comes with a very, very difficult situation or difficult personality, I draw from the word of God.
Okay.
I'm careful with my word.
Amen.
Sometimes it escapes me when correction needs to come. Yeah. But I've learned, because then when you are, you know, dealing with people, I've said this and I think the people that knows me would know me. God is very serious about his people.
Yeah.
And if you cannot take care of his people, you have no business in doing any business in God's house.
Sure. Wow.
So being careful with my words, being careful and understanding, God has made it his business that in my walk with him and in my walk in my career, I meet a lot of people that probably feel more or less like the woman at the well.
Yeah,
people that are feeling so worthless. And this is where I come in to encourage you and remind you whose you are. And that is happening a lot in my life.
I love that, Pastor Kuku. I really love that a lot. And if we then were to wrap this conversation up, because I think I want to wrap it up in a way, then if we could encourage those that are listening to this and want to embrace their lives a bit more fully, and embracing God's plan fully, despite all that has happened in their lives, what would you like them to walk away with from this?
Okay. Thank you for that. I would like for everybody to walk away, firstly, that which you wish to not be known by anyone, that which you wanted protected, that which you feel you don't want to be known or seen because it's an embarrassment.
Mm.
That is exactly what God wants to work with.
Sure. Okay.
the importance of being vulnerable with God.
Yeah.
Going to God and telling Him all.
Yeah. Yeah.
There, your purpose will unfold. The only reason the purpose does not unfold, it's because when the enemy has managed to lock you in that vulnerability or locking you in that weakness, that's his only strategy he has. Yeah. I just would want to encourage everyone, have courage in God. Say it all. And he is ready. I mean, I will go back to that woman at the well. Immediately, God even gives you ample opportunities for you to come out clean so that he can make you well.
Sure.
So that opportunity, when it comes, be it you are a serial sinner, God wants you to tell him that, because only him that is able to take that away from you so that you can be free. That's the woman at the well, immediately when she confessed that this is not even my husband, she was set free.
Yeah.
Whomever the Son sets free is free indeed. She was set free. She went and ministered the word of God.
Yeah.
Her purpose was unlocked.
Yeah. Amen. I really like that, Pastor Kuku. And I think that's such a great way to maybe kickstart this, in a sense of, if we truly want to ensure and think about how life is not an accident and is all purposed by God. If you're feeling in a place of despondency or feel like all is lost and all is hopeless, the first point of call is truly that point of vulnerability. All the shortcomings, all the things that you think make you unqualified, bring them to God, because to what you were saying, he qualifies the unqualified. Amen. And God bless you, Pastor Kuku. Thank you so much for just kicking us off in such a high note for these last 5 days.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. So to everyone, we are beginning this week on a very, very good footing. Your life is not an accident. And I think that is just one thing that we want to definitively make clear, that all life is purposed by God. It may not even look like purpose is being fulfilled or purpose is being revealed, but trust us when we say God is orchestrating everything for your good and for his purpose. So we encourage you to walk these next 5 days with us. With that intention to hear more in what God is truly, truly saying with regards to your life, with regards to your purpose. We encourage you as well to just like us, follow us, subscribe on all our podcasts. It's not too late. You can still get all 35 and even this 36th episode in on Apple, on Spotify, YouTube, and any other place where you listen and enjoy your podcast. If you want to follow us as a church, it's Salom Brakpan as well across our social media pages. We encourage you with this podcast, with many others that you've listened to like them, to share them with those that are near and dearest to you and those that you feel can benefit from this in as much as you have benefited from them. So we'll see you next episode. God bless you.